Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Speaking of the latest production at the Goodman Theater, star of Goodnight Oscar, Sean Hayes, joins us on the program today. And also Ethan Slater in studio, who is also in the production. He starred as SpongeBob in the SpongeBob musical that world premiered here in Chicago. We've got some good stuff still to come for you later in the program today, plus Jake Gyllenhaal, plus director Michael Bay, plus Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. I thought for sure that you were going to be at the Masters today, Kev. I thought for sure you would be calling in sick on the show today.
You know, Dean, I've been fortunate to go to the Masters twice, and actually was very fortunate, if you watched Wednesday, that par 3 tournament. I was very fortunate, 8 years ago, to caddy in the par 3 tournament at Augusta. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's I know that you've it's your passion, and that you love it. But I'm glad you're here with us here today.
I'm glad you have some guys on from the Goodman. You know, fun fact for you, Bob Falls, who I'm sure you know very well.
Our outgoing artistic director, yes.
Yeah, he lived two doors down from me and as I grew up. So,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, knowing him and his brother Joe and sisters, yeah, we all grew up together.
We had him on the show just last week talking about their new season, and he's stepping down as the artistic director of the Goodman after like 24 years, something like that. So it's a small, small world, this city we call Chicago. And I think hospitalizations for COVID are down. Are we trending downward, or did we get a little boost because of the second Omicron variant now?
No, you know, the second Omicron certainly is making an impact in the community, as you've heard of all the celebrities just this week, you know, the political as well as the acting celebrities that have gotten COVID. But from a hospitalization point of view, we are at the lowest we have been. Down to 2% of our hospital beds have COVID cases right now. And we're seeing a lot more of what we call incidental findings. Someone that's coming in for a heart attack or for surgery and they're testing positive for COVID, but are mildly or totally asymptomatic.
So I guess the topic of conversation then really getting vaccinated, getting boosted, and now getting your second booster shots. Who should be getting their second boosters at this point?
Yeah, you know, with the approval of the second booster or the fourth shot, depending on how you want to call it, really we should be looking at those that are at the most risk. You know, so individuals like we've looked at the past. Those over the age of 65, certainly anybody with comorbidities or anybody who lives in a household with someone who's immunocompromised. And I'll take it a step further and say anybody's in a household with children under the age of 5 who still haven't had that opportunity to be protected.
So is the requirement 65 and above, or can people younger than that also get their second booster?
Absolutely. The acceptance right now is 50 and above, and it will go to everybody probably this week, but it's 50 and above. And I look at it and say, you know, that healthy 50 to 65-year-old who may even have had Omicron and probably has some protection, some individuals are a little bit hesitant. As we come into the spring, we're outside more. We're doing more things a distance from each other. Anybody who wants to kind of, hey, I'm healthy, I live in a healthy environment, I'm going to hold off a little bit, I can't blame them for that. But certainly anybody who has any heart disease or diabetes or any other illness, certainly get that booster now. As we still know, although we're not hearing about it as much, COVID is still in this community.
Yeah, very much with us now. If people are going to get those second boosters, as we talked about when the first booster became available, you had talked about mixing vaccines. If you did Pfizer, do Moderna for the next time, or vice versa, et cetera. Is that still the case? Is that the best protection if you're going in for vaccine number 4 now?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and what the studies have shown is that you do gain a couple percentage points. Now, it's a couple percentage points, but still, it certainly is going to give you better protection. So anybody that went, you know, all 3 Moderna certainly should be getting Pfizer. You know, what you really want to do is make sure that you at least have one of the other vaccines in your shots. And we all have to remember that, you know, the vaccine that we made was still based on the original COVID virus. So getting the two different companies that are attacking two different places certainly makes sense and has shown to give you more protection.
Don't hear very much about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine anymore. What's going on with that?
No, you know, you really don't. And it comes down to a math, I think, for most people. You know, Johnson & Johnson came out, and if you remember, boy, it was a one shot, and it certainly didn't give the protection that the others did, but the inconvenience of getting the two shots. And I think now you're going to start to see more and more individuals go for the Pfizer and Moderna because of the ease of getting them now. You don't have to wait in long lines. You can make appointments pretty much anywhere. And the additional protection, and you're talking, you know, in this case, 10, 15, 20% better coverage. So certainly Johnson & Johnson with their second booster definitely bumped up those protection rates. But personally, I still think that the mRNA virus vaccines certainly are going to give you the best protection.
Yeah, I want to get some calls and texts in regarding COVID because there's some other non-COVID things that I want to hit this week as well. But let's get Paula. You're on with Dr. Kevin Most on WGN.
Oh, thank you so much. It's kind of a two-parter. I'm glad you addressed the mixing of the vaccines. I'm 69 years old, very high risk on four counts. I was very anxiously waiting for the CDC to catch up with some of the other countries and finally make that recommendation. However, they did not make it clear when they came out with that recommendation to mix the vaccines. I learned about this days after I'd gotten my vaccine last week. And they also said, I heard from a doctor, I think it was on a radio show, that said, if you're a senior and you received a second shot, that they're starting to wane within weeks, literally like a couple weeks, maybe after 2 months. I mean, it sounded like, why bother? Is that true? Is that start waning with seniors that particularly that quickly?
I haven't heard that at all, Kevin. Kevin, what's the story?
I'm walking around thinking maybe I'm slightly more protected, and now I'm very
well.
Concerned.
Let's see what Dr. Yeah. Most has to say.
Yes, absolutely, Paul. And good that you got the fourth shot. You know, excellent that you did that. Certainly, we see that the antibodies are waning. And it's not a couple of weeks. It's actually more like this 4 month, 5 month period. And that's why we're looking at, that's the timing for this booster. Unfortunately, seniors' immune systems don't work really well. As we age, our immune system decreases. That's why with influenza, we get that high dose. So certainly we're going to be looking at seniors much more closely than we are young, healthy individuals. And the possibility that you may need a booster every 5 months, every 6 months, certainly is up there, especially when we're starting to see the variants coming out now. So you'll start to see more vaccine specific for the variants, and that is certainly going to be something that those at risk are going to want to stay on top of.
Should we be worrying about a new variant? I don't know if it's third or fourth. I've lost count now of the variants that we've had. But I mean, it seems like they start small somewhere else and find their way to the U.S. Is that something that could be in the offing?
Absolutely. Like Paula said, we're following kind of, as we have been, Israel and Great Britain. Well, Great Britain right now has the XE variant. You probably have heard about it recently. And it's still a low number of cases in Great Britain and low number of cases here. But people have to understand that these are viruses that are going to continue to mutate. That's why we have a different influenza shot every year. So when we hear about the XE variant, we have to remember that there was an XA, an XB, an XC, an XD, which we didn't hear about. So it shows us really that the world is really monitoring these variants very closely and trying to predict when they're going to pop up and where. Certainly this one is the XE, is a combination of Omicron and the BA2. So these are another mutation. When both strains are active in the population, we can expect this to happen. But certainly we're going to keep our eyes on it. But right now I would tell people do not be overly concerned about the XE. It's in very low numbers here, and we're looking to see how much protection we get from the vaccine.
Yeah, and the vaccines and boosters are the key to even if you do get whatever's on the horizon, people are not going into the hospital now. It's not the death sentence that it was 2 years ago. it's quite a different consequence now if you should contract something, right?
Absolutely. You know, you probably hit it right on the head right there. It just has shown us the importance of the vaccine. When you look at the numbers of people who are now hospitalized and the number of people who are passing from this illness, so the importance of the vaccine cannot be underestimated, especially in anybody who's immunocompromised. But for us now, you know, we have a safety huddle every morning. We talk about the admissions that came in the previous night. And now it is extremely rare for us to have more than one or two COVIDs coming in each night. Yeah. So, you know, very encouraging.
Hey, Bob, you're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most.
Dino, the showbiz reporting machine. How are you doing today?
I'm good. There's a blast from the past right there.
Absolutely. He got to bring the past.
It's an old Spike-ism.
Anyway, so I had a question, two questions, but it's not going to be that entailed. The new booster, is that a variant of the first booster, or is it basically the same shot?
Bob, it's the exact same shot, and it's one thing that we're looking at very closely. You know, we have the manufacturing capabilities to make this vaccine, and we have continued to make it. And we're monitoring to make sure that the original vaccine is still being protective for these additional strains. So we have kind of stayed with that instead of kind of chasing the variants. It makes it much easier from a distribution point of view. And as long as it continues to work, we'll continue to use that. But I think in the fall, you'll see a new vaccine that is going to be more appropriate for what we're seeing in the community versus the first COVID that we saw over 2 years ago.
Also, I drive a taxi for a living, and I kind of put the mask aside. What's your feeling about the mask situation in a closed quarters like a car where you're taking people?
I wonder what the doctor will say about that.
Bob, if I was a taxi driver right now, I would be wearing a mask. You have no clue who is coming into your vehicle. You are in close quarters. They're often talking. You know, there's often conversation. So you're sitting well within that 3 feet, and you have multiple people coming in and out of that vehicle every day. So to protect yourself, even if you are fully vaccinated, you know, you don't want to miss a couple of days of work because you're feeling bad. You know, try to wear that mask to protect yourself while people are in, and make sure that you clean your vehicle, you know, on a very regular basis after people get out.
Yeah, good advice. More with Dr. Kevin Most when we come back. Dr. Kevin Most, Central DuPage Hospital, 630 area code, says the flu shot was only 14% effective this year. Why bother with immunization? Keep your immune system strong with vitamin D, C, and zinc. Before you give the medical answer to that, if somebody told me that I could do something to increase my chance of being healthy 14%, I think I would do it just based on the very odds that you put forward. What say you?
Yes, you know, he brings up a very interesting point. We know the influenza vaccine normally is about 35, 40, 50% effective. This year, not so effective. And you'll go, gosh, I wonder why. Think about last year. Last year, we saw almost no influenza whatsoever.
Right.
So we had to really try to guess what strains were going to be popping up. And obviously, they didn't do a very good job because of the focus there. He does bring up another good point, though. Keeping your immune system up by eating healthy, exercising, making sure you have vitamin C in your diet, vitamin D in your diet, get out for some sun, definitely is something that's going to help your immune system. But I'm like you. If anybody who's had influenza, if you told me I had a 15% chance of not getting it, boy, I'm going to take it, because 10 days of high fevers, body aches is not fun.
No fun. 847 area code says, I'm a fourth grade teacher over the age of 65 and wondering if I should be wearing a mask in my school. At the moment, we have no cases, and I have had a second booster shot. Help me make this decision.
Yes, this is really a tough decision, and really based on your personal and whatever your family life is as well. You know, I wish I could say, hey, don't worry about it because the individuals in your classroom are so well protected by their vaccination rates. But unfortunately, we know that the pediatric vaccination rates are extremely low in this country. About a third of children have gotten the vaccine. So really, if you're concerned at your age and what your chances are, certainly wearing a mask is going to give you some protection. That being said, you want to make sure that you're communicating well with fourth graders. So they need to see your facial expression. They need to see your lips moving. So making sure, I would say, one of two things. distancing and keeping as, you know, clean an environment as you possibly can, and then wearing a mask anytime you're going to be up close with them.
I have about a minute left here, and I just wanted to ask, I'd read that life expectancy has dropped in the past year. Expectancy has dropped 0.4 year last year. Is that because of COVID? Is that, are there other reasons for that?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons there. Certainly COVID made a big impact as it hit, you know, and the impact that it's made. That coupled with suicides, and that coupled with, unfortunately, drug overdoses.
Really?
So we have to understand the mental health impact that's going on in this community, as well as the drug abuse that's going on in this community, or this, you know, the United States, to make sure we work on that. Certainly COVID had an impact, but you couple those three things together and boy, we saw a decrease. And, you know, historically we have been seeing increases in life expectancy. You know, many people, you know, said, gosh, we're starting to really make advancements here. And to have 2 years of a setback due to COVID and drug injuries with younger people really makes an impact and kind of sends a strong message to all of us.
Sure does. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. Kev, have a great week, and thank you as always.
You got it, Dean. Take care. We'll talk soon.